Jill Stein says the U.S. needs a wartime-scale response to climate change.
Business as usual means Florida's going underwater.
Stein told me about her Green New Deal, a plan to create 20 million jobs in renewable energy and green transportation. She said the plan would require about $500 billion in government grants and low-interest loans. And she'd pay for those in a couple different ways, by raising taxes on top earners, starting a financial transaction tax, reducing military spending, and streamlining healthcare to cut administration costs.
This would be, again, an incredible stimulus package for the real economy. We would begin, again, to actually make things.
Another key to Stein's platform is eliminating student loan debt. She says 43 million students nationwide bear that burden, and that if she can win their votes, she'll win the election. Right now, Stein's polling at about 2-4%. But she told about 400 people at her rally that a vote for her is a vote for the greater good, as opposed to what she calls the lesser evil candidates. That message resonated with Miami-Dade College student Carlos Santana.
And the point of voting for Jill Stein, beyond everything that she stands for, is also to say that you don't agree with the system that they have in place.
Santana says Jill Stein has his vote in November. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.